Hey there, Sailor Moon Crystal fans! Welcome to another episode of the Sailor Moon Crystal AfterBuzz After Show. Tonight we are talking about Season 3, Episode 8, Act 33, Infinity 7, Transformation, Super Sailor Moon. Boy, is that a mouthful! We've got a ton of stuff to talk about tonight, including a new transformation sequence. And guys, we have a ton of special guests. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
And here I thought I was going to be in the studio all by my lonesome, but lo and behold, I have an entire panel of wonderful folks here to talk about Sailor Moon with me. How are you all doing tonight?
Well, you summoned us with the power of your heart, so I don't know why you're surprised.
Your heart is very powerful.
I did. I said, lend me your power, and you all appeared.
I was on the other side of the country. I don't know. I don't even know what happened. Yeah. That's amazing.
He was trying to make a bowl of Cocoa Puffs, and all of a sudden, he's here.
I was in the middle of something.
I'm sorry for inconveniencing you all, but thank you both. Thank all three of you so much for joining me. Let me go ahead and introduce my fantastic panel to my left, Kelby Jo McClellan.
Hello.
Yay, I got it right.
I know. It's so Irish. But you did real good.
Yay, I'm so proud. Lola Binkard.
Yes.
And returning to the AfterBuzz studio, Keith Silverstein.
Hello, hello, hello.
And I'm your guys' host, Megan Salinas. You guys can tweet at me at TheManguin. That's TheManguin. We are going to be keeping an eye on the hashtag ABTV Sailor Moon, as well as an eye on the live chat once we get that pulled up there up top. For those of you guys who don't know, Emma Fife and Markia McCarty are sadly absent this week because they are busy basically rocking it elsewhere. They're off being cool somewhere outside the studio, but be sure to keep up with them. So Emma's wonderful, wonderful co-hosts from the Love and Justice podcast have come here to help out cover this episode. Again, just so that I wasn't by my lonesome, all three of these wonderful, wonderful guests came in, and I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, we were wandering by, and we just heard Megan walking around the studio going, hello? Does anyone want to talk about Sailor Moon?
So then you weren't summoned by the power of her heart?
I tried, but nobody came.
Well, but you did.
I did.
Yeah, so you worked out.
I just poofed here. Yeah. I just nightcrawled here.
I'm so sad you weren't able to bring your Cocoa Puffs with you, though.
I'm very sad about the lack of Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, no, I was. I mean, it was about to have my first bite, so I'm a little.
And then it was like heart powers.
Kind of feeling for, yeah.
Heart so power. What you're saying is, I owe you a box of Cocoa Puffs.
Yes. At least, yes.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like that's the least I could do.
Yeah. Sure.
So basically, we are here tonight to talk about a really, really cool episode, although a really exposition-heavy episode. So I want to know, what is your guys' initial impression from this? Because we all come from it from different perspectives.
Yeah.
Everybody's experience with Sailor Moon is very, very different. Personally, for me, I really liked this episode, but boy, is it hard to get into an exposition-heavy episode when the subtitles are not up to par.
when they're how would you say, arousing?
Arousing?
Yeah, yeah, that was weird. Everybody was so aroused throughout the entire episode. I felt like I was the only one that wasn't aroused as I was watching it. I enjoyed it, but I wouldn't say I was aroused. Just pushing it a bit, you know.
No.
Maybe close, but
I don't know if a battle is a time for that.
Yeah, right?
No. Maybe another
I don't know. I kind of like those characters that get aroused in battle and stuff. Every once in a while, I run across one of those, and they're kind of fun to play.
I don't know. I mean, maybe. Yeah, I have to tend to agree. I don't think that's the best time.
No. Maybe have your villains awaken.
Yeah.
Or
what was the other one that we came up with? Power Up. Awaken.
Power Up was another one that they used quite a bit in this episode.
They did.
That was
Release would have been a good one.
Yeah, Unleash.
Or Summon.
Summon.
Summon's good.
There are so many synonyms have worked.
That don't sound naughty.
Yeah.
I will arouse you. I will arouse all of
and
you.
And it was really bad when they were saying that they are going to arouse Princess Serenity or arouse
Super
Sailor Saturn.
Yeah. It's getting a little not safe for work when you
I know.
We do our best here at AfterBuzz to not be explicit, and this episode is making it very difficult.
Yeah.
I don't know about you guys, but I dimmed the lights in the room the first time.
Did you put on some Barry White too?
No, I wanted to focus on the show, but I heard arouse. Like,
but the second time said arouse, you're like, okay, so it's that time of episode.
See, I've got the
Yeah.
Just clap on, clap off.
Yeah. Clap on, clap off? Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Does anybody still have those?
Is that like dating me immensely right now?
But judging by the commercial, only senior citizens use the clapper anyway.
Clap on, clap off.
Do you have those electric, like, electric things that, like, slides down when you do the clap on, clap off?
The shades.
Do you guys actually remember the clapper commercial though?
Yeah.
Because they hired this old lady in the commercial, and apparently they didn't test whether she could clap or not. I mean, it's like the worst clap. Watch that. I'm sure it's on YouTube. She does this like really weird at the end, like the clapper. She's like, it's like really weird, and you're like, they didn't bother to go like, hey, can you clap?
We just need to be a cute old lady. And we need you to be able to clap. If they didn't have her clap, what was the audition process?
Probably just the lines.
It was some PA, and then whoever was in charge was like, you checked her clapping.
It was some PA.
Yeah, I did. She's great. They
checked
were lying.
It. Checked it. So Produced good at clapping. Grandma.
Right.
She's the best at clapping.
Got till that last shot.
Yeah.
That was probably the best take, too.
Yeah.
So this episode starts right where we left off.
Yes.
To the point where it's like, wow, I didn't even need to watch the last few minutes of the last episode.
Because it's exactly the
first thing I said was, just, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's where we were.
Yes.
And then I said, oh, no.
Because, as a lot of people were pointing out last week, it was Sailor Moon Civil War.
It was a little bit, yeah.
Yes, it was, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep, they were, again, really good fight sequence. I don't mind watching it again, but let's move on with something new.
I'm Team Outers, if anyone's wondering.
Would that make you Team Cap or Team Iron Man?
I mean, I'm Team Cap if we're talking Civil War.
Good question.
Team Cap as well.
Team Cap. Yes, yeah. Correct. All right, we're all Team Cap.
Good.
Okay, I feel like the people that are Team Iron Man just haven't seen the movie yet. Team Iron Man, or read the comic. Have you seen it or you don't know the story?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't trust anybody who's pro putting people on lists. That's all I'm saying.
We are all going to have a conversation with Emma.
Oh, she's Team Iron Man?
Team Iron Man.
Oh.
Sorry, Emma, I ran at you out.
We're gonna have to have a talk later.
We'll have a talk when she gets back. We'll have an intervention for
Team
her.
Outers
it'll be fine.
All
the way. I let you on my show while I was gone, and you just turned everybody against me.
Yeah, I did that. How dare you? But the real, really awesome thing about this is that we get the Holy Grail.
Yes.
And we get this beautiful new transformation sequence, and I believe what my roommate heard me saying was, "It's happening!
It's happening!"
I enjoy the transformation sequence. I didn't know it was a brand new one. I haven't kept up as well as I should have.
Yeah,
so I was like, hey, this is cool. I enjoy the animation.
Well,
I was like, yeah.
The thing about the 90s is that like it happened way sooner in the 90s episodes when she became Super Sailor Moon.
So much sooner.
So much sooner.
Basically, the talismans. Right. They're like, hey, guess what? Look at these talismans. We have them. They just have them already.
Right.
That doesn't happen until way later.
It took forever to find those talismans.
In the 90s.
I remember searching for them in the 90s.
Yeah.
I mean, not me personally. That's not confusing. I remember Professor Tamale searching. I'm trying to. That was most of the episodes where
Actually, a villain.
Yeah.
Are you actually a mad scientist?
It's kind of like being an undercover cop. If you're a mad scientist, you have to tell us.
I am definitely a mad scientist.
I'm not going to lie.
For sure.
When they announced the casting, however long ago that was.
I think it was 7 years ago.
It feels like it was a long time ago. But when they announced it, I think I laughed a little bit because I believe that was after we had you in for the voice of, where we had talked about how you're constantly playing villains or dads.
And now you're a dad. Yeah.
Yeah. But also
they
kind of
merged.
Foxy.
It's
kind of foxy.
Is he kind of foxy?
The
ladies love him.
Yeah.
Every time.
Obviously.
His lab is filled with ladies. They're all in the dark. You don't even realize how many there are, but they're in every dark corner.
Just
I think there's
smoking hot babes.
Surrounded
himself with ladies.
Yeah. He's good like that.
You should also know that every time we've had a female guest in, they've talked about the fact that he is very much a silver fox.
Yes.
For season 3 of Sailor Moon Crystal, every guest that we've brought in is like, Tomoe, Silver Fox.
Really?
Yep.
90s anime, I was like, that guy's weird. As soon as we saw the promo for Crystal, this one and I both went, oh.
So there'll be a slight difference. He'll be a little sexier when we start doing Crystal.
Well, because it's less weird, shadowy, happy face.
Okay. Because I kind of like the shadowy, happy face. I do, but I haven't seen the new one yet.
Again, it hasn't been released yet, and Viz hasn't really announced when it's going to come out. Get on that, Viz. But
I know when.
I'm curious, because he very much had like a Jekyll and Hyde thing going on in the 90s anime. Yeah. It's played very differently here, but I'm wondering, is that kind of how you played him in the 90s anime, or was it more just kind of still the same voice, it was just kind of different inflections?
I pulled back on it, because in at least the 90s version, he is so, and he's very cliche. I mean, he's got the cackling laughs.
Mad scientist.
Yeah, mad scientist. But he is, though. I mean, there's a lot of like kind of stewing
hunching,
in here's what I'm going to do. But he does that. And then he just almost always ends in this crazy cackle like laugh. So you kind of have to play to that. But of course, you can't be that when you're just dad. So I didn't change the voice as much as I didn't kind of revel in the evilness and obviously didn't cackle. So I think you'll see it. I don't think there's going to be a big transition when you see him as dad versus the professor. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Hopefully that'll be the case. You won't be like, is that a new guy? Is that somebody else?
Who is that?
It should be fairly
natural. Who is
natural,
that mysterious man?
Who is it? Who's playing that?
Unlike that stage musical.
Oh, man.
That we watched.
I wish I saw that.
So there's a stage. So Sailor
for
Moon.
For those of you who don't know.
Right, for those of you who don't know, this is your Sailor Moon education, y'all. There are stage musicals that have been happening ever since Sailor Moon became a series. And so one of the stage musicals, it's a trilogy.
Okay.
It's Dracula.
All right.
Is the villain.
I'm so far, I'm sold.
But it's basically the Sailor Moon S arc, but with Dracula.
But with Dracula.
But he's also a magician.
Yes.
And there is a werewolf beast.
What?
He's called a berserker. Also the professor.
Yeah.
He's so a vampire magician?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he does magic tricks.
Professor Tomoe in this musical goes from like regular scientist to weird Lady Gaga like white jacket with points up to here.
What?
And then from that is like this weird berserker dude with a sword.
They call
this is legit, right? This is not an acid trip.
No, this is legit a musical.
Like they put they put this on a stage. People paid money to go.
Right.
People were hired to say these lines and sing these songs.
Yes,
and it's awful.
Terrible.
It sounds like terrible in a good way.
No,
not even.
Like, you're saying don't watch it. You're not even saying check it out. Like don't.
Like, because we saw scenes out of context and we were like, what is this? This is going to be hilarious. And then we found it in its entirety and we were ready. We were so ready.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we started watching it and we were like, what?
And you were just sad.
In the name of God.
Your heart's just sunk.
Oh my God. Yes. It was awful.
In for so a really
long time. It had so much going for it.
We already advertised. We were going to watch the whole thing.
We were going to watch the whole thing. It's 2 hours.
And then we looked at each other and said, we have to watch the whole thing.
So yes, so 90s like shadowy smiley face Tomoe immensely better than crazy musical Lady Gaga
Dracula
and can we just
werewolf.
Point out also because it's I did bring Kayla tonight.
Yes, you
I just think it's important because she's been sitting. I feel like I'm
she's
terrible
waiting patiently.
Your lovely
I didn't even introduce her at all. My lovely assistant Kayla Knight here.
She's so great.
Yeah, no, this is cool because I actually got this out of my basement this afternoon. I was gardening today. It was the day to garden. And when I was in the basement, I was like, hey, you know what? I'm going to be on the show tonight. I should probably bring Kayla tonight. And so I did.
Yep.
And so here she is. She's been in there for like 15 years. This is 90s.
Yeah.
This is the 90s version here.
So those really old school Sailor Moon dolls.
Yeah.
I remember the advertisements
for those for the
90s. Oh,
she's so
man.
Beautiful.
It is really cool to see a legit piece of Sailor Moon merchandise.
And look at her hair looks pretty good for being in a box.
I mean, it's at
least 15 years. It's probably maybe more. I don't know.
It's still got a lot of bounce to it.
Mm-hmm. And this doll's really well made, actually. This is the weirdest, geekiest antiques roadshow all of a sudden.
What you have here is a Kayla Knight from the early 90s.
This is high quality.
A lot of people don't have the shoes with the shoes, or that's a big part of it here.
That definitely adds value.
I'm going to estimate that the value of your Kayla Knight in the condition you brought it in is something around $7 or $8.
I would like to point out that she is wearing way more clothing under this lab coat than she ever did in the 90s.
I don't know. I think it's pretty accurate.
No, that looks about right.
Because in the 90s,
what am I talking?
Like...
I'm like, no, trust me. That's exactly what she had on under her lab coat.
You would know.
You would know.
I would actually.
You have had this for 15 years.
But I mean, like in the cartoon, she looks like she just really quickly threw on that lab coat because people were coming into the lab.
Like
she's like, oh my God. Oh.
That's awesome. That's great.
She's just wandering around the lab.
Yes, oh, I'm in man.
The
I really do feel like Crystal is the most science appropriate that anyone's outfits have looked while working in a lab.
I think you're right.
They wear lab coats and occasionally write things on charts.
Yeah. That's all you
science-y.
Need.
That's what science is, right? I'm no science person, but it seems to be all that science is.
I'm no science person. I love that. That's great.
I'm no science person. I'm not a science person. But what I know about science people, that's what they do.
Yes. This is what a scientist looks like. Yeah.
Well, I'm really glad you brought that in because without Emma here, we don't have all the
toys.
The typical accessories that we usually have.
I wish you had
Can I make this
up?
Is that indecent? No, she's fine.
No,
she's good.
She's okay. It's a toy.
It's a toy. It's
fine.
True.
Yeah.
So, to bring it back to the episode a little bit.
Well, she's in the episode. Yeah.
She is in the episode. When Super Sailor Moon does her new attack, which is the Rainbow Moon Heartache.
So good.
That's one of my favorite sushi rolls. I love it.
Nice.
Oh,
I was
so
at a
good.
Sushi bar on Friday, and that was exactly
they do Sailor Moon Fridays.
Happy hours.
On
real
a little
good.
Conveyor belt. You have to wait for it, though. It's one of those ones where
you
don't ask for it. You're going to be waiting forever. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
But I think it's also really sweet how I feel like maybe I just wasn't paying attention in the 90s, but I feel like the Grail, I feel like it's really more everybody's powers together power the Grail more in a way that didn't used to be the case in the 90s. Am I right? Am I drunk?
Well,
what's going on?
You could be both at the same time.
I haven't read the manga, I was very curious as to how using the Grail would work in Crystal. Because in the 90s anime, anytime she used the Holy Grail, even though once she got it, she was using it every episode.
Like you wouldn't if you had that.
They made it a very big deal that using the Holy Grail was very taxing on her. She would be exhausted afterwards.
To be fair, in the 90s, they did that with everything. Like, don't use the silver crystal or you'll die. That's not the case.
We know you used it, but this time.
This time.
You'll definitely die. Okay, that time you did not die.
Yeah.
That time the power of love saved you, but
this time,
next time.
This time
first
the Holy
one's
Grail
a
will not make you faint.
Yeah.
Everybody gets one.
Everybody gets one. The next time you die.
Yeah.
For real. And then.
Okay, don't die, but you will if you keep doing
die,
it.
You will die, but then, like, they have to try even harder with the power of their love to bring you back. It's just going to be a huge inconvenience
huge
for everybody.
The reason that the Grail worked this time is because it's Dad helped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dad. Like, Team Tsukino put their hands in there, and they, like...
It was a family thing.
They were like, we made crafts together, and now we're going to conjure artifacts together.
Yes. Did you say we made crack together?
Crafts. See,
or crack.
I'm sorry. I'm like, this family is so odd.
This is why Mamoru is a better dad than Tomoe.
Usagi.
He participates
Usagi, can we
in
make some more
crafts.
Crack, please?
No,
I'd love to make some more crack, honey.
Crafts with his family. When was the last time Tomoe and Hotaru
made a science fair volcano?
Exactly.
They should have. You think they would, right?
Yeah, right.
See, I was going to ask if you had been reading my Breaking Bad Sailor Moon crossover fan.
No, I haven't, but maybe
apparently, there you go. But apparently you were busy cooking up a world where you didn't make a volcano with your daughter.
I should have. I feel like I just kind of kept her locked up in a room most of the time with a
making
bunch of dolls,
cyborg.
Right? Wasn't that pretty much what...
Making her a robot. Shame on you.
Yeah. Shame.
Well, you know.
The...
If you got the skills.
I do want to know, who is the danger in your Sailor Moon Breaking Bad fan fiction?
I'll let the audience decide.
That is up to y'all.
You decide it, I will write it.
Who is the danger? Okay, so we should probably talk, because we do, once the battle is won, and Supreme and
Talal.
Talal.
You have nicknames for them, though.
Oh,
yes.
I do.
What is the
nickname? I do. Whenever I forget people's names, I make up nicknames, and then I forget to learn the real names. So I call these two Cypress and Tortilla.
It's pretty close. Pretty dead on.
It's pretty close.
I like those names better.
I was confused. I thought it was a Twin Star crossover from the Hello Kitty universe.
Oh,
okay. I didn't know.
Oh, sounds like you've been writing your own mashup fan fiction.
I know.
Not on purpose. That's just the way my brain works sometimes.
The best stuff never is.
Yeah.
That's how inspiration and genius happen. Exactly. But they make their way back over to the trashed apartment.
Oh, and I love Haruka's reaction to that too. She's like, "Oh my god, this is gonna cost so much money to fix."
That was the first impulse. So yeah.
I am not rich, and yet.
Yeah.
I'm kind of rich.
Everyone comes in and goes, "Wow, this place looks really expensive."
They got in a whole conversation about how expensive it was.
And she's like, "Oh, it's like a million yen.
A million yen. And everyone's like,
"How can you afford that?"
And she's like, "We have patrons." And I was like, "Girl, what?"
Yeah, what did that mean?
She's a famous race car driver.
She's a successful race car driver.
And Michiru is a famous violinist.
I know, but with the way that Michiru reacted when she said the word patron, she was like, "Haruka." And I was like, "Oh, that means something different."
it's patrons.
Wait. Yeah, what did that?
Oh, hey, where's your... Hey,
me a patrons.
Oh, I need my...
Oh, wait.
There you go.
I'm going to start just answering that for...
We probably should have told our engineer at the beginning of the episode we all wanted sound effects.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't run that by you. That's fine. Don't worry about it.
Next
we'll
show.
Make our own sound effects.
Wink.
Everybody wink. Winking's our thing now.
No, there his.
Yep. Badum-tish.
Oh, sorry. Pew, pew, pew.
There you go.
Did you do yours?
I did. I'll do another one so I get...
A wink.
There we go.
Okay, she stole your wink for a minute. Yeah. I remember. Okay, now.
I'm sorry.
But then you went back to your...
Question, how much is a million yen in American dollars?
That is a great question.
Because
it actually was a very inexpensive... It could have been. It could have been a really inexpensive condo.
And we don't know what the inflation rates are. Is this 1990s where the value of currency was different? Or is this modern times?
No, I think we're in modern times because any other time that we have technology in the show, it's upgraded.
Also, with less shoulder pads.
Yeah, that too.
The 90s one has a lot of shoulder pads.
Setsuna is definitely dressing better than she ever did in the 90s.
A lot less crimes against fashion.
She looks less like a flight attendant. Yes. It's a good choice.
Yes. When Sailor Pluto is in civilian wear, she looks like a flight attendant.
You're going to get email from flight attendants.
They're going to be like, "How dare you?"
I did not say that.
Okay. So,
dear madam.
1 Japanese yen is equal to 0.0092 US dollars.
That doesn't help at all.
That sounds like way too much math that I have to do.
Someone multiply that by a million.
By a million.
So a million is like... 800 a month?
9,000 a month?
I have no idea.
Let's see.
That sounds like way too much math.
I went to acting school.
I know, yeah. Sorry, I got a theater degree. You're asking me to do math. I don't know what you're doing.
I'm not even going
to
try.
If you want me to sing the Scarlet Pimpernel,
somebody says 94,000.
$94,000?
Jesus.
Oh,
that's ridiculous!
Wow, $94,000
and they curse too. Look at that,
$949, guys, per month.
Thank you for doing that.
$95,000 per month.
Can we ask anything, and they'll just and someone will look it up for us, right?
That
there?
Is
that's
the
fantastic.
Magic of the internet, guys.
The magic of the internet.
Cyberspace.
Again, live chat. Live chat is always there for us.
That's really great.
I know that whenever we don't know the answers, live chat is there.
I wish
there
I just had like a
I
live chat.
I just
want
to say thank you to all the live chatters out there that are helping us because we would never have figured any of that out.
No. Thank you. Scrambling.
See, oh no, so wait, someone says it's like 10,000.
There's too much going on.
Oh man.
Well, it's either way, it's very expensive.
And someone's like, "Oh, Megan's just smiling cute." This makes like you don't use your brain, sweetie.
My theory,
just smile and be
wrong.
My
theory was that it was just a GoFundMe or like an Indiegogo campaign.
Oh, yeah.
So wow, if they're making that much, but I think it makes more sense that it's like
Ricky Bobby.
Ricky Bobby.
What is that?
NASCAR. Oh, Talladega.
Yeah, it's sort of like
Save me, Jewish God.
All of Uranus's sponsors are paying for this sweet apartment.
Now I'm just picturing Haruka shake and bake.
Shake and bake. I like to think when they try to interview her, she's like doing like, she doesn't know what to do with her hand. Put them down by your sides, Haruka. Put them by your sides. No. Put them down by your sides.
Thank you, baby Jesus, for allowing us to be here together.
Five pound, 9 ounce baby Chibiusa. Thank you for being here today.
Watching your little aunts down.
This is where we find out why they've sort of been separated from the rest of the team for so long. We finally get the Silver Millennium backstory.
So tragic.
And again, this is why I was kind of frustrated that the subtitles were not up to par.
Yes.
Because I was having a little bit of trouble kind of figuring out what happened. Because it seems like from their perspective, when the Silver Millennium fell because of the Dark Kingdom attacks, mm-hmm. and they were far, far away, they seem to have all gotten together, brought their talismans together, awakened Sailor Saturn,
aroused.
And then aroused Sailor Saturn.
Well, let's keep it. We're already there.
And then she killed them?
Well, basically, the way that I kind of saw
it... Or was it that it was Sailor Saturn that destroyed the Silver Millennium, not the Dark Kingdom?
This is how I understand it. This is, I mean, and I might be filling in holes by myself. Oh, sorry. We said aroused, and now I said filling in holes.
They'll figure out what that meant.
There you go. Whatever.
Read between the lines, love.
They are. I'm sure they are. They know you are.
So this is how I was putting it together. So the Dark Kingdom attacks, right?
Okay.
And then... you know, we obviously know that Queen Serenity sent the souls into the future to be reborn. I like to think that for the Outer Senshi, they were watching it all go down, and the talismans acted of their own accord and transported them to Saturn.
That
and then awakened
sense.
Sailor Saturn, and she dropped the Silence Glaive and destroyed the whole universe. That's how I was putting the events in order.
I'm not going to argue. Sounds pretty good to me.
That could be interpreted in a number of different ways. It could have just been Sailor Saturn killing them so that they, too, would be reborn that they're not just hanging out at their stations.
She essentially reset the universe.
Yeah, she's kind of the kill switch.
Yeah.
This is where I get really history nerdy for a second.
But what I'm confused by is if she reset the universe, why is the Silver Millennium still destroyed? Like, is that the beginning of a new timeline? Mm. How does this work?
It wipes the slate clean and then everybody's reborn.
I assume. I know.
The thing that's really beautiful about the concept of Sailor Saturn, to get really profound for a second, is if you look at the world of Sailor Moon, where the world's been reborn and societies have been leveled, there's one place on the planet where a country has experienced like an apocalypse and then rebuilt itself, and it's Japan.
That's very true.
Oh.
So the character of Sailor Saturn is kind of in its own way. I mean, I'm probably reading way too much into this.
No.
But it's kind of that element of like, hey, there are things out there that can literally wipe us out to basically a blank slate, and then we have to start again. And that sucks, and how do we make that not happen again?
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's kind of like that. Like, these talismans are going to make Sailor Saturn appear if, like, we get to this point, and then we're all back where we were.
Yeah.
Now, I think that's a fair assessment, given how the end of World War II did very much affect a lot of Japanese literature and the culture as a whole.
Yeah.
It was very much like that.
But it's also super beautiful, because if you look at post-apocalyptic fiction from the Western world, it tends to be, like, the world's a very terrible place. Mm-hmm. And if you look at a lot of Japanese post-apocalyptic worlds, everybody puts things back together. They build cities. Mm-hmm. They rebuild. Yeah. They put stuff together.
Yeah. Western is more like, okay, you got to get your posse, and then it's you and your posse against the world.
And you light things on fire and shoot rifles into the air.
Yeah.
Witness!
It's Mad Max.
Sorry.
Japan gets Crystal Tokyo, and the West
we get the Wasteland.
Wasteland.
Yeah.
That sounds terrible.
Well.
But I also think...
Furiosa.
Yeah.
Look at Furious Adam.
Yes, I am here. Oh, no, you can surely stare at. I'm sorry.
No, you're the real deal.
Thank you.
You've got a capable.
Oh, I
there
do.
You go. You've got a capable
right
there.
I've got a capable right here. Getting my wives together.
I kind of like how with Crystal, you do see the Outer Senshi who aren't scared of anything. Like, they're scared of Saturn.
Yeah.
They're like, we got to deal with this because we are terrified of this little girl. So we have to kind of kill her.
No, they didn't say kind of.
Kind of.
They said,
we're going to kill her. They were pretty direct about it.
That's why we can't be friends.
Like, yeah, basically.
Yeah.
It was
and
like,
then they ran away. It was a weird, like, we're going to kill her. That's why we can't be friends. And they ran.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're jumping out
and
the
you
window.
Can't sit with us.
BRB, gotta go kill a kid.
Oh, you know, us cool kids, we gotta go do big kid stuff.
Like y'all murder a child.
You know, once you're in high school, you can date, you get a car, you have blood on your hands from all the murders. You know how it is. Bye.
Was this the first time we saw Super Sailor Moon?
Yes.
For this in Crystal.
Sailor Moon Crystal, this was the first time we saw Super Sailor Moon.
Because they said it a lot. I was really enjoying it. I think actually Tomoe dropped the ball because they kept saying, Super Sailor Moon, Super, and then they cut to him and he said something
and
totally
he's like,
different.
What's going on?
Yeah. Right. And I was like, drop the ball.
This is actually the most we've seen him emote all of Sailor Moon Crystal so far. Because every time we've seen him up to this point, he's just like, hey, I'm just a normal guy. Don't worry about me.
Don't worry about my
cool.
weird creepy eye that doesn't say that I'm a villain in any way, shape.
That makes me curious. So in Crystal, do you see him more as dad, innocent dad before you? It's like the opposite reveal?
Well, he's creepy dad.
It's more like when he's in his laboratory hanging out with his weird chimera monsters. There's no shadow. Yeah. There's no Dr. Jekyll. It's just like, oh, yeah, that's normal. And then when he's talking to his daughter, hey, how's it going? It's the exact same delivery.
I'm not creating nightmares in our basement.
Mm. One could interpret that as he sees his daughter as just another experiment.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, no, I think that's definitely accurate.
Oh, it got
I think
real.
That's, I got real.
Points, Megan.
I mean, that's just a thought. But yeah, no maniacal
She's clearly
laughter.
In the circle at any rate. So she sees what's going on. She knows what's up.
Well, and then another first for this season so far, we get the first sign of Mistress Nine. And by first sign, I mean she
Mistress
actually...
Mistress Nine.
I wasn't sure we were going to get the transformation sequence at first, because at first it was Hotaru doing the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde
thing. That was terrifying.
Oh, right, right, yeah.
Yeah, that was really scary.
And I thought they were going to wait for a little bit, but no, she transformed as soon as Chibiusa got there. And I was like, oh my gosh, not only do we get Super Sailor Moon, but we get Mistress Nine in the same episode.
See, that's super scary.
She got power up too.
That's so, anytime and they're like evil, like personalities inside of someone. Because I grew up religious, and you get that, like, they're like, oh, if you were Racha, scary movie, scary things are going to get inside you, and you're going to have demons in you. Yeah. And you're like, oh, that's so awful to have, like, a scary version of you in there. So anytime there's a character that's nice, and all of a sudden they have, like, a like moment, and there's a bad version.
Like, they have a Regan, like, her head spins around moment.
She had that moment.
Had to bring that up.
Hotaru had that moment. And I made an oh no.
Yeah, I'm the same way. That's not the religious part, but I mean that freaked
it's
me out.
Scary.
That's the one movie that like my
The Exorcist.
Yeah, my dad decided like, oh, you're 8. Let's,
no,
let's go see this.
No,
I'm serious.
No.
That, sorry, I put you on blast, Dad. No, but it's true though. It's true. And
Is he watching?
No.
No. Jojo in the live chat says why?
I know, it's so bad. So bad. Listen, he has paid the ultimate price. I was terrified for like 3 years.
I was going to say, I hope you kept him up every night.
I was like,
night.
Leave the lights on. I'm sleeping in here.
Dad.
Yeah, it was dad, mom, dad. I can't sleep.
It's dark.
Never terrified. Had to deal with that, but when I would watch a movie that was a little too scary, I would do the running jump to the bed thing.
Oh, yeah.
Just like that way.
Well, because if
no
you take too long
can,
getting
like,
in,
grab
then they get
you.
Yeah, what was that? I remember being a kid, and like if I woke up in the middle of the night and like one leg was hanging off the bed, I'd be like, oh. And I wouldn't do it quick. I'd be like, slow.
No,
like, because if they see a sudden move, they're on me. Like, what?
Then they know you're awake, and then they can attack
I know,
you and terrorize you.
But it was the most, like, whatever it was, the 30 seconds. It wasn't even that. It was probably 5 seconds of just me pulling my leg in. It was
that's
so
some
terrifying.
That's some high-stakes stuff.
Yeah.
Gotta be covered. Gotta be under the covers. Yeah,
gotta do that. They can't get past the sheet.
Even as an adult, if I get up in the middle of the night, I will go, like, I'll turn on a light, and I'll get into a different part of the house, and I'll turn that light off, and I'll turn it off.
You play the light game.
Yes. And then,
oh, that's awesome.
And then I'll get to that last light. And you know, it's always that last light where...
And then you run, click.
Yeah. There's always a stretch of darkness for some reason. Like, there's never a convenient light to the very end.
See,
you have to,
I can't do that anymore. For one, I don't have an under my bed anymore. There are drawers down there now.
Right.
But two, if I did, my bed would completely fall apart. It is very shoddy craftsmanship. No.
Damn you, IKEA.
So you would crush the monster. It would be waiting to grab you. And then you would just give it a concussion. And it would be like, I did not think this through. This was a poor choice. I'll use the closet next time.
Yes.
Anyway, to get back, as impressed as I was to see Mistress Nine, there was a moment where the animation, and I love the animation in this show.
It has.
You can tell that the budget for this episode went completely into the transformation and attack sequences.
There were some hiccups.
And not necessarily Mistress Nine's big entrance, because at one point she's doing like the YMCA pose, and she looks so flat and weird and otherworldly, and not in like a creepy way, and more of like a... I know that I'm supposed to be taking this seriously, but I can't stop laughing.
I think in Japan, this is a terrifying pose.
Yes, I've got the silver crystal.
Here it's not. Here this is not. Like, you never see that as an evil power pose. It just doesn't happen.
Gold.
Is that true? This doesn't work here, but there's a culture difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure, that's it.
If you were raised in Japan, you would have been terrified. We'd be talking, we'd be like, did you see that wine? Oh, that was terrifying.
so scary.
As much as I enjoyed this, and as much as Mistress Nine's entrance is like a holy something, I'm not gonna say on this show, I kind of like the way they did it in the 90s a little bit better, because it, I mean, granted, it had way too long of a buildup, but when it happened, it was devastating. Yeah, and here, we don't really get the full devastation until Chibiusa, you know, is not transformed anymore, and she's not breathing at that
point. Yeah, she gets her heart ripped out, essentially.
Well, she gets her heart ripped out in the 90s, in the too, 90s but anime. It's a little more devastating just because, like, you know, Hotaru, in the 90s, to paint you a picture, Hotaru's sitting in her creepy doll chair, and then, like, lightning is shooting everywhere. We incinerate Kalyanite, and then, this creepy energy hand comes and starts to go for Chibiusa's heart, and Chibiusa says...
I know this scene. I remember this scene.
Like, Chibiusa says something along the lines of, if it'll make you feel better. Like, if it'll help you, or something like that.
Yeah, like, you can have it if it'll make you better.
You can have it if it'll make you better, and just takes her heart crystal out.
Well, and not to mention that when the Sailor Senshi get there, they're, like, pleading with Tomoe.
Yeah.
And they're like, how can you do this to your daughter? Like, and granted, my frame of reference is the 90s translation for the dub, and they're like, how can you do this to someone you love? And he's like,
what is
love? What's that?
Yeah. He says, he looks at them and says, what is love? And that's when everybody knows that they are so screwed.
We actually added that song.
What is love?
Yeah, we put that in. He says it first. And then and then that comes in the background slowly. You're going to love it.
A bunch of monsters just appear from the back and start doing the chorus.
And start doing the Night at the Roxbury.
Exactly.
If that episode comes out.
And that's true.
And like nobody, but if no one like puts that together on YouTube, I'm going to be really disappointed.
It'll happen. It's probably already done.
It needs to happen.
Would somebody post that for us?
Live chat. We're looking. We're counting on
you. There it is.
We're
counting on you. Make it happen.
But normally, that kind of wraps it up for the episode. Normally, at this point, we give predictions. Emma always abstains because she knows fully versed in the manga. Mm-hmm. Do you guys feel like you can give predictions, or do you feel like maybe I should step back?
I mean, I feel like I'm a little too well versed in the 90s anime because I know how the series and the series ends.
Again, 90s anime is very different than the way the manga played out.
But the ending is going to be the ending. If I just have to think about like an event for next episode, I think we're gonna get a Sailor Saturn transformation.
Ooh.
Are we just predicting one episode forward?
Yeah,
that's what I'm gonna do.
I mean, you can go farther.
You can go further
if you like. Yeah, you can go further.
All right. Was it my turn?
Yeah.
You're not going to predict.
On that one.
Did I? I guess so. I think that they're going to actually go with Tomoe for the win in this series.
Yeah.
I think that he's going to destroy all of the Guardians.
This went fully ESPN.
I'm just saying.
I really like stats on Tomoe.
His batting average.
It's going to move the chains.
Duh.
It's going to move them. I don't think that the Guardians are going to win. I think
done.
That's what I think.
Turning his daughter into a cyborg really took him into like the major leagues. So we really got to look at him for next season.
It's a risky move, Connor. Let's see how it works.
It was absolutely a risky move.
It's the hair. You just don't see it anymore. Cotton feathered hair.
Yeah, but he's trying to be unpredictable. Sometimes that unpredictableness is what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going all the way.
He's a wild card.
That's right. He's going to get his hands on that Holy Grail. Take over the world.
That would be an interesting twist.
With the magic crayon, like drawing the grail, and like, Chibiusa's heart stolen here.
Can I also say, I also predict a hookup.
Yeah, she's not incinerated yet.
That's true.
There you go.
Not to mow me and kill the I'm saying.
There you go.
That's looking pretty good for you.
Like to make a prediction.
She is coming.
Go ahead.
I just want Uranus and Neptune to have a smooch.
Oh my god, I want them to kiss so bad.
They haven't done that yet.
No. Well, they didn't kiss in the
90s
either.
For those of you who can't tell, I'm wearing my Neptune shirt.
And I'm wearing my Uranus shirt.
And they are adorable.
This is meaningless to you because you can't see my shirt.
I'm trying to hold it up.
Imagine it. In your mind.
I'm not trying to give a plug or anything like that, but where did you guys get those?
Look human.
Mm-hmm.
I got mine from Black Milk.
Nice.
It's an inside joke.
You had to be there.
That was beautiful.
But now you're inside.
Well,
you're in the joke.
Is there anything else you guys want to say about this episode before I go ahead and give some iTunes shout outs?
I'm going to say that for those of you who love Japanese horror comics, we saw some Uzumaki
nonsense. We definitely did,
Some crazy hair
hair action attacks.
Oh, yeah. Hotaru's bad hair day. That was cool.
That hair was a hand that, like, physically ripped out a heart.
Yeah, yeah.
Scary.
It's very Uzumaki. Yeah.
It was very The Ring.
Yes.
Which, are any of you guys going to see Sadako versus Kayako?
That seems silly.
No, but if you're not following the Instagram, there is an Instagram account that is the characters from The Grudge going about their normal days.
Oh, that's cool,
That sounds
though.
Great.
It's The mom and the little boy. And it's like him playing his like Game Boy, but they're in their ghost makeup.
Nice.
Look it up. Look up The Grudge Instagram. You won't regret it.
I'll do that. I don't think I'll see the movie. It just seems like another like Freddy versus Jason. It's just like, really?
The teaser trailer didn't kind of made it look more serious, but then the full trailer, it does look very much like a Looney Tunes cartoon.
Okay.
I want them to team up against Freddy Krueger now.
That'd be cool.
Sure. Well, go all the way with it. This should be the new Expendables, where it's just all horror movie characters, but it's like, you know, 20 of them.
This is completely off topic, and I hope I don't get the off topic button, but actually Bruce Campbell... something that has been in development hell, and it may or may not ever happen, but something Bruce Campbell has been wanting to do is the Expendables of Horror, where, because like all these guys, he goes to conventions with, he's like, oh yeah, we should do a movie with all of us horror movie, you know, icons.
I would just go do that.
I would absolutely love that. That is completely off topic.
Off topic, but it can't be worse than the Expendables. So.
But go for it. I would watch the hell out of the Expendables of Horror.
Truth.
And we have a few iTunes shout outs. So I want to go ahead and give you guys a quick shout out for a moment. A must have podcast for Moonies by Shark Radar. I have loved Sailor Moon since I was young, and these ladies are amazing. They sound like what happens when my childhood friends and my sister and I talk about all the new Sailor Moon episodes. I look forward to their podcast every week, and a new Crystal episode comes out and listen in my car. All the Feels by Lorne Javi, I think I'm saying that right, also gave us a pretty long one, but gave us 5 stars, basically just saying great balance between hardcore fans and casuals. Sought out every incarnation of Sailor Moon.
I'm a casual.
Your weekly show helps my helps me fill with all the questions and confusions I will encounter watching Crystal with my boyfriend who has only seen snippets of the 90s anime. Keep up the great work. Thank you so much. And she really enjoyed that we had Deb on last week.
Hopefully, Deb's awesome.
Yeah, Deb is fantastic. Nice. We send her all of our love tonight, and hopefully we can get her back in the studio soon. So, Deb, we love you. Just FYI.
Wouldn't it be great if we just put our hands together and formed the Holy Grail and healed her?
Let us try it.
Lend us your power, Deb. Lend us your power.
I don't even know where she is. I'm just assuming that we're going to heal her with robot arms.
She's probably eating Cocoa Puffs. We shouldn't bother her.
We've already ruined one breakfast for dinner tonight.
She has my Cocoa Puffs.
That was it. She was waiting for me to summon you so she can steal your Cocoa Puffs.
No, that's cool. No, I know how. That's cool. Wait till I see you next.
Basically a cereal mascot.
Awesome.
Well, that just about wraps it up. To all of my wonderful guests, do you guys happen to have any upcoming projects or stuff that you guys can talk about before we wrap up for the night?
Yeah, I mean, you should always check me and Lola out on our podcast, which is Love and Justice. We talk Sailor Moon, but we talk about, like, Crystal and the 90s and the manga and, like, anything Sailor Moon related. We talk about it there.
Including musicals about Dracula.
Very true. I'm an actor in a masquerade ball that's happening in August 4th and 5th called The Labyrinth of Jareth. It's like Nerd Prom. Cool. You should totally come. It's at the Biltmore in L.A. Tickets are on sale. You should get those.
That's very cool. Follow me on Twitter. I'm at SilverTalkie on Twitter. I'm sure it's probably on the screen already.
Yeah.
See, I didn't even need to say that. check out, if you got Toonami Adult Swim, check out Hunter Hunter. I play Hisoka in that. That's Aaron right now. And I think tomorrow Overwatch comes out. I'm Torbjörn in Overwatch. So get that and play.
Nice. Everything that they've put out promoting Overwatch, it blows. Like, everything else I've seen in terms of video game advertisements out of the water.
Yeah.
It looks like it could be a Pixar movie.
Yes, I would watch
the hell out of an Overwatch movie. It looks so great. Lola, where can people find you?
You can find me on the internet at Unwinona, UNWINONA. And if you want to read some really weird boxcar children fan fiction, check out at Cool Boxcar Kids. That's also me.
I don't even know what that is.
Kelby, where can people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Real Feminerdity, FeminerDity.
And you guys can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at TheManguin. That's TheManguin. I'm also on a bunch of shows here at AfterBuzz, and I write articles for The Movie Chick. That's Chick with 2 K's. Be sure to check those out. Be sure to follow Emma and Markia on Twitter as well, guys. They love you, and they will be back next week. Thank you again to this wonderful panel of guests, and thank you guys so much for tuning in. We will see you all next time.
So long.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
In the name of the moon, I'll punish you.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.